I should have known you to fall back on George. When I heard country music streaming this morning, and I should have known George is coming.
George is my fallback guy.
Yeah. You were on a Kenny Chesney kick last week.
Yeah. Well, this morning was Luke Bryan, so.
Is that who that was?
Yeah. This was pre-show, folks. You don't get to hear all the cool stuff we played before.
I'm not. That's newer country music than I know. Luke Bryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I did not realize that was his song. I believe most people are good.
Terrific.
Those
song.
Are great lyrics.
Yeah.
And what does he say in there? You know, you would lose all faith if people were what you see on the 6 o'clock news.
Something
whatever
to that,
that line is a great line.
And there's another great line in the chorus that says, "I believe most people are good, and mommies should be qualified for sainthood." And yeah, that hits home.
That hits home, and it could be an interesting broadcast today. The news crews are all on standby. We will be broken into report-wise if. John McCain passes. They will carry that live as it happens. And we were sitting in here talking with Mark, who will be bringing us a story if it does happen, just about the other significant times. I think this is my 17th or 18th year with the program.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one other time we were preempted for the entire broadcast. We got to the studio Saturday morning and about 25, 30 minutes before we were to start, the space shuttle over Houston disintegrated. That ceramic chip on the side as it was re-entering the atmosphere.
That's the Columbia, correct?
Is that what it was, Columbia?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. So that was a very strange morning.
Yeah, that morning I was joining the road cleanup on the Beeline Highway with W. Stephen Martin, well-known voice in Phoenix. I got out of the car because I just heard it on the radio, and he said, "Hey, you ready?" And I had my gloves on and everything. He said, "There was a, you know, the space shuttle just disintegrated coming back in," and everybody's like, "What?" And next thing you know, we're in the parking lot at one of the casinos, and everybody's got their radio on getting an update. It was one of those days.
You know, it's like a 9/11 moment. You just remember where you were, when you were, and it almost is a you've got this imprint forever burned in your mind. It just seems like time stopped for a brief period. And the other time, we were almost to the end of our broadcast. It only cut off like the last 2 minutes. And it wasn't even programming. It was our commercial airtime at the end of the hour when Gabrielle Giffords was shot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We were broadcasting in the Tucson Convention Center for a home show, and a guy that was going to come on air with us. Then the strange thing, at that time there was a Gail Bass was working at KTAR on Saturday mornings, and mm-hmm. she had a nickname, Gabby Bass.
Oh no.
So this guy that's coming on in Tucson says they just shot Gabby. I'm like, what? What's going on at the station? And he's like, yeah, she was at some rally at the grocery store. I'm like, she's working at the station. What's she doing at a grocery store? He's like, who? And finally, I'm like, no, who are you talking about? He's like, Gabrielle Giffords. I'm like, who's that?
Yeah.
And I'm not Mr. Current Events. I mean, in my mind, Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling are still the pitchers at the D-backs, and Kurt Warner's a quarterback at the Cardinals. I'm not Mr. Current Events.
You're reliving the World Series year. Nothing wrong with that, though. There was nothing wrong with that. Yeah, Gabby Giffords was special to me because I was recovering from a appendectomy. And, you know, I run marathons and half marathons. In fact, I was scheduled to run a half marathon the following month, and I had an appendectomy. It was an emergency appendectomy, and I could not believe I went from I could run 12 miles to I couldn't even walk 12 feet. So part of my rehab was taking walks every morning. So I finished a 2-mile walk, and I felt great, tired. Came back in, turned on the TV, same thing. I said, why is the news on Saturday morning, 10:30, 11 o'clock? What's going on locally? And we found out.
Well, I think Mark walks away with the best story, though. He was in the press room in D.C. when they broke the Clinton-Monica scandal
I think he was? I didn't. Oh, I hadn't heard that story. Wow.
We may have to get him on air just talking. We could turn this into a whole 7 o'clock hour of breaking news stories. Where were you when this happened?
Right. Well, it is the Arizona hour, so it, you know, the people and places and things we were talking about really were affecting the state. You know, well, especially the Gabby Giffords, the situation with Senator McCain. And of course, you know, when you have something a national tragedy, it not only affects Arizona, but it affects all 50 states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The interesting thing about this one, though, is it's no one saw the shooting in Tucson coming. No one saw the Columbia space shuttle. No one, you know, none of those things. Nobody knew was coming. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like sitting here. Waiting, like, oh, he breathed again. Not yet. Oh, his chest went up and down again. Yeah. Not yet. Oh, not yet. It's like they're all just sitting there waiting. And it almost feels like vultures watching cow out in the pasture.
But you know, with Gabby Giffords, it was a beautiful day. It was a nice stop. She wanted to talk to voters about, you know, topics and anything like that. And next thing you know, turns upside down. But she's amazing, though. The recovery that lady has made. I watch her when she gives a speech or talks. I mean, there was a point where I thought, well, that's it. She's going to have to, you know, use some other way to communicate. But her recovery just blows my mind. I cannot believe it. It's fantastic what the human body can do and what rehab can do too as well.
And it is Rosie on the House. Yeah. A little side note, side bunny trail. It's just current events going on here in the newsroom. But it is a beautiful day, and it's amazing to me how good 105 degrees feels at the end of summer. Going into the summer, you're like, now it's like, hey, it's not over 110. We can go do stuff.
Yeah.
And if you were looking to do something, a great weekend. And I have 25 Arizona State Parks day use tickets in my hand are good until the end of the year, 12, 13, 18. Good for one adult and one youth. So you still have a per vehicle parking fee, but I have 25 of these and let's give them away. I was trying to figure out because we're on the second floor, and the building's locked on weekends, and blah blah blah. I'm trying to get, but you know, if somebody wants to pick these up today, I think we just go set them out here on these break room.
Oh, the chairs outside.
Put them on the table with the winner's name on it, and they want to stop, pick it up, and get to wherever they're going. They could go this weekend because the three highlight events I found at the state park: sunset hike at Karsher Caverns.
Oh, nice!
So you could leave. Now, get all the way down there, spend all day walking around Karsher Caverns, take a mid-afternoon nap somewhere, and then go back for the sunset hike, or just go all day. I like my naps. So.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're lucky, you might have a little monsoon storm off in the distance, kicking up a little dust, and then you start getting colors and just these bright images that I like to say are Arizona highways quality photos. It's just outstanding.
And if you're really ambitious, Gary, when you're done with the sunset hike, you could turn around, head north to the Superstition Mountains for the full moon hike at Lost Dutchman Mine.
Nice.
I took some pictures of the moon last night as it was coming up.
Is it okay? I didn't see it last night because I had some cloud cover, but is it the large moon coming up over the horizon at this point? It's a full moon.
I think the full moon's. I don't think it was last night.
Okay.
A full moon rises as the sun sets, and they're usually about an inch and a half off each horizon, equal at the same time. And I don't think they were quite lined up last night. But it was as the moon came above the clouds. Mm-hmm. So I've got these and pink, purple, blue, gray cloud color formation. Mm-hmm. There's just a fabulous sunset going down last night, and the clouds on the eastern horizon with the moon coming up, man, it made for some incredible.
You know, rainbows
shots.
Are pretty, folks. I get it, but you get that right combination of sunset, monsoon, a little bit of dust. You got colors that'll just make your eyes go, wow, what am I seeing, man? You know?
And then if you want to get to the really cool country, Fool Hollow outside of Sholo. I actually think it's technically in Sholo. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But they've got a number of programs going on at the lake there. Get up to the cool country. And past Sholo, but this doesn't happen for another couple weeks, not till October 6th. But this is one I think every kid should experience. Have you ever been in the mountains on a dark night while the elk are bugling?
No.
All right. I'm sending you October 8th.
Okay.
Excuse me, 6th.
Oh, there's that date again.
Sipe. Oh, we're at Tucson, aren't we? That's the Saba Home Show that day.
Right. I think so, too. We'll cut early. How about that?
We'll preempt ourselves for wildlife watching. But elk bugling in the mountains on a starry night with a campfire is something you have to experience. And this Sipe, which I looked it up on the Google Maps, there's actually buildings there, so I'm not sure what this structure is, and I'm not sure who AES, who's going to be providing dinner, is. But you can find this on Game and Fish's website, Elk Viewing Workshop at Sipe White Mountain Wildlife Area, October 6th. And that's still in the Bugle. September and early October are prime time for the Bugles. If you're not going with a workshop, I would probably go second or third week in September. And, I mean, you could go to the White Mountains. You could go to Flagstaff. You could go anywhere in between those and just sit there and wait. You'll hear it. It's an incredible sound.
Either off in the distance or real close to you. The last bugling I've heard from elk was in Greer. This was a few years ago. And it was about 7:30. It was still light, though, and I was in a cabin. And all of a sudden, I hear this noise. But it took me about a minute to realize, what in the world is that? That is really, elk. Walked out, and I could see them off in a beautiful field, but they were way out there. And there were two of them, just bugling like crazy. Yeah, beautiful. It's great. It's great. Fall's the, you know, one of the things about hiking in Arizona, I always ask this question, except for the summer, of course. Spring, winter, fall. What's the best time to hike? Fall, to me, is number one by a mile. Because you got the colors, you've got the elk bugling, you finally get a chance to cool down after, you know, going through 110, 112 degrees.